Welcome to another edition of Lando Cal. Everybody's back. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, fellas?
Fellas.
Spartans.
We back. Everybody subscribe to us on iTunes, always on Estrella Locast. Soon we'll have everything up with the website coming up soon, all that good stuff. So we'll be still working on that, so it'll definitely be a popping soon. Email us at LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Here's the email. We got a couple emails, fellas. First one is love the show, fellas. It's from Teddy D from the Why Not podcast, the Black Astronauts podcast. Definitely check those both out, both shows. Just want to tell you guys how dope the show is. Glad to hear Lando Cal is growing enough to have a dedicated feed. That's major. I saw Creed. That was my movie of the year. That being said, I don't think Michael Jordan should have gotten a nomination. He did a great job. I just think his acting was a little short. I agree that Sly should win that category, which shocks the hell out of me. I didn't see his performance coming at all. He killed it. Keep up the dope work, and I'd love to have you guys on the show eventually. Also, quit picking on the Oracle's age, Jules. Dude is wise beyond his years. Laugh out loud. Teddy D.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right on, Teddy D. Right on.
Yeah, Jules.
This next email is from Lance Williams. He says, what up, fellas? Just wanted to shoot you all an email. I wanted to tell you all how much you all impacted me with your last couple of shows. Being a biracial kid growing up in Idaho, there's not a lot of people of color around me to listen to or talk to about different topics that I go through. It was very, very great to hear different brothers like y'all and get inspired me to keep going forth and being the nerd I am. Keep what y'all doing. Peace.
Peace.
Shout out to Lance.
Thanks.
All right. Next up, this next one is from Abby Donaldson. She says, hey, fellas, loved and found you all show via iTunes. Love what you all are doing on here. Can't wait to see what you all do with your own feed coming up soon. And I just wanted to ask Jules, how was it being a nerd growing up in the middle of the hood in the Bronx? Because I was a girl growing up in Brooklyn. It was hard as hell for me. I used to have to sneak my comic books in my pizza box type shit. Love what y'all doing. Peace. Jules?
Yeah. I just got a quick little thing. I'm from Yonkers, so.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in Yonkers, but I mean, it's no different.
Same thing.
But I did it through my art. So every time I sketch, that's my playoff, man. I fell in love with all the Geek Nation, man, through my artwork. And drawing Voltron, Transformers, you name it.
How did you not get beat up? She said that because she's putting her comic books in pizza boxes.
Yeah. No, I played it off.
So you was doing what she was doing.
That was my whole thing, yeah. I run around, though, and I put my little gazelles on, but I still was an artist. So. And then airbrushing came into play, so I was airbrushing everything, man. Yeah, they love me in the hood.
Yeah. All right, let's go and jump in our topics. First, let's go with James. He wants to vent a little bit.
All right, man. So I ain't gonna try to take a long period of time, man. But I basically, long story short, man, I had pretty much a brush of racism on Facebook in a nerd group. Nerd group is called the Astonishing School of Gifted Nerds. Yes, I'm calling y'all out right now because this is what the fuck is going on. Welcome mode getting turned off right now. This is James talking.
Uh oh.
So,
is it say watch out, man?
Real talk though, man. Like, basically, long story short, my wife gave me a dope custom made sweater that said that pretty much represented like Black Power, but the way it was written, it was more like on a geek culture flip, which is the Nintendo symbol said instead of like the original Nintendo sign that says Black, and then you got an actual power glove and like a fist type motion, like on some Black Power stuff. It's kind of representing who I am as a Black geek. Everyone loved it. All walks of life loved it. I put it in this group, right? Everyone got mad likes, love from, like, white people, Black people, Asian, Latino. Like, people loved it all over in every part of social media. But you got those few who decided to get offended and insecure and decided to make a big deal out of the entire situation. I was just proud of me being as a Black man. I feel that is very petty. I feel that's very insecure. I feel that is very racist and very fucked up. And you guys would get that offended over someone just trying to rip themselves in their culture as far as the history in this country. It's not my fault that what happened is what happened. History proved that. It's not my fault. So you got to understand that stop that insecure shit for real. Like, it's other people in your own race that's totally cool with everything that's going on. So for the main fact for you guys to do this shit, that's really fucked up. And so I ain't trying to leave like a whole lot of time on this, but it's the main thing is the moderators, the admins, whoever the fuck y'all are, whoever the fuck ran in and kicked me off, hey, that's cool. It is what it is. But y'all put on blast, because if you guys kicking me off for just repping myself as a black man at the end of the day. And it's a way bigger situation here. And all my black geeks that's in this group that's listening right now, understand, if they did that to me, it's a chance they could do that to you. Fuck the bullshit. I'm just being honest here. So you just got to keep 100 here. So, but it is what it is, and that's pretty much what happened.
Word up, man. Word up.
All right, well, back to our schedule, our non-black power edition of Lando Cal. First up, topics. Finn Jones yes. to play Iron Fist in the Sir. Netflix series. What y'all think? Let's go with you first, Ted. You ain't said shit.
Well, me and him already had a debate.
Oh, y'all had it. Oh, well, let's continue this debate here.
So, oh, yeah, what you got?
No, it went up him. It was the black power thing. But
what was the debate? What was your?
I just said he shouldn't be surprised at that.
Oh, okay.
That's all. And I was like, if somebody put white and then the power glove, and niggas been like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
my only power.
But
so what you're saying is a double standard.
It's not necessarily a double standard. It's like I feel like they mean two different things and how they're used, you know, contextually. But just from that small sort of context, just dropping it in there, like, you know, you're hitting egos. You're reminding people of yeah. where they come from. But as a moderator, I can be like, well, anybody can say that. Somebody said yellow power. Somebody said, yeah, you know, yeah. Then all of a sudden, people it can snowball and all this stuff. Now, do I think he should have been kicked out? I feel like that was hella bogus.
They could just ask them to take it down or something.
Right,
like that.
Or delete the post.
Delete the post,
or even just make mention. Say, hey, we understand where you're coming from, you know, blah, 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 you know, but we just don't want this to
politically,
scale over.
They don't want that to,
right,
to,
right.
to represent the group as a whole.
Right, exactly. So,
I tell you real quick, as an artist, I tend to get offended sometimes when, like, for example, I showcase my stuff in the gallery. They have their rules, and they're real strict about it. And they'll tell me, like, you know, certain images we won't display in the gallery. And I get offended with it. I'm like, but then again, I can totally understand. They don't want to represent a certain,
right.
you know, I guess, so to speak, demographic or something. But,
right.
like, the Obama picture with Iron Man.
Right.
They didn't want to hang that up.
Really?
You know, and I can't really get offended because it mean a lot within the picture. But to them, they're looking at it like it's political.
It's a political, right?
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like because they yeah. put it out there, people think that they support Obama. That's
exactly. Right. So in that sense, so, I totally, you know, it's whack. It's definitely whack. You know, but that's why we got to have our own outlets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Shout out to the Legion of Geek, man. Hey, I fucked with y'all, man. Look. Hey, my boy Justin, like... I fucked with y'all the long way. Justin, Nikki, Cart, all that. Fuck with y'all a long way, man, for real.
Let me give y'all a big shout out, too.
Yeah, where are you located?
They're on Facebook, man.
But where are they all from?
This is all Prima Center here in St. Louis, man.
We need
to
get them on the show, then.
Yeah, man. Like, I know, like, hey, J.G. Gates, I know you listen to this, man. That's my boy Justin Hoskin. Hey, we need to get you on the show. Represent for the crew, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Let's get back to this.
I'll give you a shout out. You said you had
shout out, man. I posted my movie review for Guys of Egypt.
Yeah, I can't wait
on Legion of Geek.
No,
it was so funny.
I can't wait to get our reviews so we get our site going.
I'm hyped. So look, I posted it on there and I was hesitant because I'm part of the group, but I was hesitant. I was like, I don't want to put it on here. Cats get offended. But I put it on. It was nothing but love today, man.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Legion of Geek, man. I appreciate the responses on the movie review, man. That means a lot. I need the insight. I need the opinions, all that. That's what makes me better with it. So appreciate it. All right? Peace.
Back to Finn Jones playing Iron Fist. If y'all know who Finn Jones is, he plays the gay brother of Marjorie. I forgot her name on Game of Thrones. She plays her gay brother on there. So blonde haired dude. So it kind of keeps it, you know, with consistent. A lot of people were upset a little bit because they wanted an Asian character maybe to play him.
Well, this thing.
But the real Danny Rand wasn't Asian, though.
No, he was a white dude. But yeah. It could work out. Like, I didn't expect Mike Holt to work out the way he did, but he definitely did. So,
and
it could definitely work.
Marvel's doing a damn well good job with casting, so I can't really get mad at him.
Exactly. Now, me personally, if I thought maybe they could pick, like, an actual person that can really represent and do the stunt work, me personally, I would like to see someone like Scott Adkins or someone like that. Like, and I know
that'd be dope.
Get like someone like Scott Adkins, man. Get him to be Iron Fist since he actually is dope at what he does. I mean, he pretty much did the stunt work for Deadpool and X-Men Origins. Was Boycott and all the Undisputed movies and shit. Dude, nice. And so, but nah, as far as
Undisputed coming out too.
I'm
Undisputed
sure.
4.
Really?
Really?
Is Scott Atkins in it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Both y'all face with real words. Both y'all face with real words. Like, hold on. Who's going to be in this? No, it's
him. But I think on here. But no, I really think, I think it could work out. Like, we'll just have to see how everything happens, though.
All right, Jules, what you think?
Yo, I just looked at it real fast, man. I'm cool. I mean, I guess. Marvel's doing their thing. I can't even front, man. There's a lot happening with Marvel. And they take a lot of chances. So, you know, let them rock out, man. Let's see what happens.
Teddy.
I don't know who
Finn is. Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know Finn. I seen Finn is, but
he just looked mad skinny, so I don't know how.
But that's kind of how
they probably want that. Is he?
He's just a rich dude that had to, because his dad. The whole idea. My main thing is I don't know how they gonna do this dragon shit, because to become Iron Fist, you have to punch the shit out of a dragon in the stomach.
Mm.
No bullshit.
He's not even playing. That's how this nigga get cheated. This nigga Teddy is dead.
Teddy, you stupid Teddy.
So what do you think?
Hey, man, why are we not Marvel writers? Like, why? Hey, okay, we're sitting in a boardroom.
Yes.
And somebody's like, yo, I got this idea. There's a rich guy who's going to become.
But his dad was also an Iron Fist, too, so it's like past.
Right, right. He's past. Now he's like, Dad, how do I become Iron Fist? He said, son, you gotta go punch the shit out of a dragon in his stomach. Mm-hmm.
To keep no shit. Problem.
You don't see no problem.
Hey, I'm gonna do pitching and be like, what do you mean?
What? Why is that not feasible? What's wrong with punching the fuck out of a dragon?
It's fucking comic books. We can do anything. But I'm interested how they gonna do this shit with the Netflix thing. That's gonna be a hell of a lot of CGI.
Not really. I mean, it's
probably just gonna show just the dragon stomach, like, oh,
I think it's gonna work.
They're probably gonna flip it. They're gonna make it metaphorical. Like, the dragon's gonna be some like ancient samurai. He's gonna have to climb to a mountain and fight him, and then punch the sonic rings out that nigga.
the sonic rings.
Now we're gonna talk about that in a second. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I think it could work, man. They flipped and did everything they did with like Thor and shit, man. Like, it's possible,
but their budgets are smaller.
I think it's gonna be flashes. I think it's gonna be more like flashes.
They're not gonna. It's gonna be having to be flashbacks, right?
It's gonna be not like flash. It's gonna be like the Flash. Like how Gorilla Grodd.
And King Shark.
Right. Exactly.
They could very true. Or they can even do it like as far as like telling the story just to save money, just to just have like stills or something like that. You know, it's like animated stills or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like on some anime type shit. You know, like Kill Bill.
Oh, like a Kill Bill. True. They
could do that. I don't know. It depends on how they decide to stylize the show. Because if you start throwing animation shit in there, then it gives a different feel
than what the darkness of it.
Right. Yeah, true. I feel you.
All right. Next up, since you brought it up, Sonic the Hedgehog live action movie is coming in 2017.
Ah, yes.
So you say live action movie.
Like it's going to be a live action, like.
Like Smurfs, like when they came to New York and shit?
Yeah. Please let Jaleel
watch. That was horrible, too, by the way.
Or I think it's going to be either, or maybe, I don't know how much money they're going to spend, or on a, like, Warcraft look, I'm assuming, or something like that. But that's a lot of money, though, spending that Warcraft look. They might end up being, like, the Smurfs, probably, more likely.
Please let Jaleel White be the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, please let him be the voice again.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to imagine. I just,
you said punch them coins up out of you.
Punch them coins, man.
What if he was gangster? Like, I gotta punch them coins out of you, bitch. And he'd be hitting people and trying to get coins up out of him.
That would be funny. Like, if he was a gangster.
Yeah. Or it was another dude. Or what's the dude that he fights all the time? The big Dr. Robot.
You
said what?
He trying to punch coins up out of you, Dr. Robot.
It would be funny just to see that nigga like trying to cross the street and trip. And then and when he falls, right. And then all hood niggas come by and grab the shit.
Straight for a month. All right, keeping it moving. Next up, let's keep it comic book. Wolverine 3, aka Old Man Logan, to be rated R.
Hell yeah. Before that. Now, when did this happen?
2017.
No. When did this decision happen? Rated R. A week ago?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure definitely after the Deadpool
response. They claimed that it was. They claimed that it was always going to be like that.
Deadpool saved Fox. I said it. Deadpool saved Fox.
I mean, you talking about financially or you talking about cinematically? Because they ain't saved
credibility.
Credibility. Yeah.
Definitely.
But cinematic, they made $600-800 million.
Because right now, they crushing on like.
Future Past.
I know, and that's why I was saying they know how to draw in the crowd, but as far as like. Knowing what the people want, Ryan Reynolds
and probably lost all that on motherfucking Fantastic Four.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna lose it again in a couple of months when the Age of Apocalypse drops too. They gonna, it's gonna be like y'all haven't seen that Chris Rock sketch where he's talking about where they smoke black people, we can make it. And like it's like a little thing of like, you know, some he put Serena Williams wins the US Open. Black people make it all the way up.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. And
then Barry Barry gets caught with a crack pipe.
Right. 12 steps back.
So that's how I think this is gonna happen with the Age of Age of Apocalypse. And I we'll get in a minute, but Age of Old Man Logan, I don't think it's that good of a story in general. I read in the Old Man Logan comics, not that good.
So not worth translating into a movie.
And you can't. It's going to be hard as fuck to do it because half the damn, more than half the characters are fucking owned by Marvel.
Right.
That are characters in Old Man Logan.
Right, like
Hulk
I'm talking
Hulk is in it, She-Hulk.
Right, like the whole Hulk family.
Well,
Cyclops. Whole Hulk family, that's the whole point. That's Wolverine's landlord. It's right. The inbred. Descendants of the Hulk. Then, if you want to talk about going all over America and all of America taken over by different supervillains, and most of those, at least a good half of those, is Marvel owned. So it's kind of hard to do. And then he travels with Hawkeye. So
there you go.
So I'm saying, he, or a blind version of Hawkeye. So it's kind of like, what the fuck? It's kind of like Marvel's version of the Dark Knight, like the Dark Knight Returns. But it's kind of like, what the fuck?
It's not a bad comic.
It's not bad.
People act like it is.
Yeah, it's actually
it sounds hype.
But you ain't gonna who you gonna make be all these different characters and shit though? They like, gonna fuck it up. They already gonna fuck it
now,
up.
Now the original
gonna
be the comic books
they didn't even made it. You already told
no because I'm just looking at it and I see what they did when they had less amount of characters with the Wolverine movie and they made that fucking metal fucking robotic Silver Samurai. Fuck them. They gonna do it wrong.
That was horrible.
Why was it so horrible?
Which one?
That's the last part. Is that remember we went?
They killed the dude that's supposed to be actually this for real Silver Samurai.
Remember they killed him. Remember we was like, oh shit, he finna divide be. We was like, that's old boy. Oh, he dead.
Yeah. I was
shit. What?
Like,
oh, the old man in a fucking robot suit. Fuck you, man.
I'm thinking like, damn, Fight. Silver Samurai is actually a dope ass character in the comic book. Like, it's like so.
Silver Samurai is super dope.
The fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the same with Old Man Logan. Like, Old Man Logan comic is the shit. Like, for real, but...
I think it's just okay.
Me, I like it. I fuck with it.
I think it's just okay.
I fuck with it. But, Trent, like, I agree with Daryl 100%, though. Translating into a film, when you know you got half the fucking characters for the most part, how the hell can you...
Like, Hulk and Rick, like, She-Hulk, shit like that.
Right.
It's fucking crazy.
That's interesting.
Like, like for real, like Tom, I'll say it seriously, like some backwood wild and wonderful white West Virginia motherfucker.
Real wild West Virginia.
I'm serious. Look, wild and wonderful white in West Virginia. Make the entire family the Hulk. That's what that is. That's his landlords. No bullshit.
What is it? Wild and what?
Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. It's a
Wild and Wonderful White of West Virginia.
Yeah, it's a documentary by the dudes who made Jackass.
Oh Lord.
And so and they go to West Virginia, like this certain county in West Virginia where like they got this clan of people that stay in like the backwoods and shit like that called the White Family.
And it's not a real doctor. This is
No, 100% real.
Oh.
200% real, no bullshit.
Oh, so this is not a comedy.
No, this is 200%. This is so real that one of the grandkids that's maybe around or maybe close to the age.
Mm.
Had a baby, right? The baby wasn't even alive for 24 hours, yo. Why she in the damn hospital room snorting crystal pills and cocaine, my nigga?
The mother
of the baby. No bullshit. This the entire family.
Is this
like
on
this.
Netflix?
It was at one point.
This when you saw it was on Netflix? Or?
I saw it when it was on Netflix. Actually, who put me on to a long time ago was Van. Shout out to Vandalism. But, so he had posted on Facebook a long time ago. I was like, hey, what's this? He's like, niggas, just watch it. So I did. I was like, oh, shit. So I'm telling you, wait. If any of y'all ever watched it, give all them the power of the Incredible Hulk and She-Hulk.
Mm.
That's his landlords. Long story short.
Yeah, Old Man Logan. So, rated R, Deadpool getting all the love. So, of course, now Batman and Superman is going to be rated R for the DVD version.
Yeah, so what's that about?
So, I don't know.
I read it. I mean,
I don't understand. Like, who's going to do something? Because Batman don't kill people.
Yeah, so what's the point?
And neither does Superman. Like, I mean, I'm talking about he's trying not to kill people.
That's his, he already probably has no kill rule.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out who's going to do something. Somebody going to get
me. Maybe Batman and Vince can start killing people. They're going to change some shit up.
Oh, don't
think if they do that, they
that's whack.
To,
if they do that, that's whack.
Because
that's
Batman.
That would be hilarious.
No, that's whack if they do. I'm going to tell you why it's whack. Because Batman just wants you to suffer. He wants you to be. He wants you to be a quadriplegic. Now, and like, he wants you to be a quadriplegic and not die.
And year one, man. Ain't gonna use cuss words.
In reality, yeah. If you're looking at it like in the little clip of the trailer, and you see homeboy done got his face like he just got bam by Batman. I mean, I guess. They might have some, I don't know. It's not worth it, though.
No.
But let's not get it twisted. DC do dabble with the rated R's. You know that Watchmen. Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't play. They don't hesitate. So, but don't do it because all of a sudden.
Yeah. And why on DVD, though? Thing. Why on DVD?
It's a little whack.
I guess it's probably because they probably got most of the extra stuff.
Well, it also helps you market it.
That's like saying a director's cut.
That's what
you know what I mean?
That's all it is. It's all, just call it the
but don't rate it R. That's awkward. It's like,
unless they're going to have some crazy shit.
Still Wonder
like,
Woman
like
in there.
Lex Luthor raping Doomsday or something where you got something ridiculously crazy like that.
What's I don't know if I could ever.
I know, but I'm just saying. But I'm just trying to figure out what could fucking be rated R. That's
I know, doing some Mortal Kombat X level shit with Superman.
Yeah, Superman.
Faces off
oh, so you think because of the backlash, because Man of Steel, he snapped necks and all that?
Shit.
Did he not? Yeah.
Well, maybe Wonder Woman is in her slicing motherfuckers up.
Wonder Woman does you know straight what? Kill.
That's true, though.
She straight do be marking the shit out of people, dude. Like, no hesitation. For real.
It's coming out in a couple of weeks, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah. Damn it. It is 2 weeks, ain't it?
Y'all going to the Legion of Geek? Did y'all get the tickets for that?
What is? So what is this? Now?
I think it's too late. They
I think I got. I think I waited too late.
They rented out a theater.
Yeah.
For a midnight release.
Yeah.
But it'll be out at 7. Not the disc. You know.
I don't know if it's a midnight release. It's whenever it's
here. No, it
said
midnight. It said midnight. It said midnight.
Yeah.
On that gathering.
Oh damn.
That would have been sick though.
Yeah, that's
but I can go to Page though. We can rent. What you call it out?
24/1 cinema.
Yeah, cinema.
Could we?
No, I think we can, dog.
Oh, if we had people, yeah, I could talk to the.
Let us in, Legion of Geek. Let us in. Hey,
that'd be dope if we gain more listeners. Like, hey, we gonna do a private screening.
With enough support behind it, man, we can do all that. Hey, man, there's no limit.
Give us all support in the land we need it.
All right, next up, Batman, Flash and Supergirl crossover. So they crossing over soon.
That's dope. And I'm going to tell you why that's dope.
Have you been watching Supergirl?
I haven't watched Supergirl since the second episode. I was done.
No, I was done too. When Superman showed up, I was like, fuck that shit.
Yo,
people say it's good, though. People been saying it's good, though.
That's what. But see, why they said Superman that about Gotham, too.
You just don't want to see how he shows up. They don't even show him. He's like hovering above him, like, hey, thanks for helping.
Oh, so they want to surprise it, like, towards the end of the season, maybe hit you with the... Whoever's gonna be a Superman for the show, they'll have
no. Like they show a shadow of him. Like I'm talking about, like
they Smallville him. I seen that shadow.
No.
Oh, I'm good then.
He helped her out fighting.
He helped. Don't blow it because I ain't see it. Yeah. But this is the thing. This is where I stand.
And I was gone then. I was gone.
I am gonna go hard in the paint to catch up to all the episodes. I'm gonna tell you why. Because of the crossover with Flash.
I said I'll do it.
Because I think that's dope that CBS, CW is doing something.
Well, it's the same people, the same showrunners running both. So
yeah, so there it is. So boom. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at that. Yeah, I'm cool. On it. I mean, they're taking it to the next level. Because Shield's still stuck by itself.
Man, I fuck Flash, man. It's a damn
Flash is dope.
Flash is a dope show.
Flash is dope.
What do y'all think about y'all been watching Legends of Tomorrow?
Yep.
I haven't started yet.
Yeah,
I'm on so much anime.
I just finished.
Don't get it twisted though. That don't shot my credibility as far as you know the
I'm
podcast.
I'm caught up on all of them.
On which one?
Oh, you caught up on
Flash, Arrow, and
I'm almost caught up on Arrow. So yeah.
How was Vixen on there?
She was cool. She had a lot more screen time than I thought she was. You know, and I mean, you know, shit, they might fucking roll out something for her. I mean,
well, they get the cartoon now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tight because it's the same chick.
Oh, really?
Her voice is her.
Okay.
It's actually the one that plays her. So that's what's up. It's dope. Legends of Tomorrow
has it gotten better? Because that second episode, I was sitting there like, because you know what? It's that fucking Hawkman, Hawk girl relationship was fucking me up. I hated that shit.
Oh, when it was at the Gaza, Egypt?
Yeah. And just the way they kept always flashing back to... I don't give a fuck about them, man.
But that's
that
but they're the main ones.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm glad what happened. I'm not trying to spoil it for nobody, but I'm glad what they happened. So maybe does it move forward from what happened?
Yeah, it's really just about Vandal Savage. The whole thing is about Vandal Savage. But the thing is, it starts to get a little more complex because they're fucking with time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like... And it's dope because Well, I don't say it's dope, but it's a good ad. I like the way they took the spin because they chose people who kind of have their own mind. Like, they're not a team yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have team moments, but there are definitely personal interests that are happening while going out. So, they go to go do one thing. And three niggas go do some other shit.
Right, like on episode two. Like on episode two when they went to the
And then they'll jump over the future like, what the fuck happened here? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And somebody's like, oh yeah, we fucked around and took the such and such. And he's like, god damn, nigga. Like,
you know you can't move the time.
Exactly, but it's constantly happening. People are constantly fucking with the timeline. So and then things are like never what they expect whenever they get to wherever they're going.
Okay.
So it gets a little hokey at points. But
is it getting better since that bullshit with the fucking couple shit that...
I mean, it's about as hokey as The Flash. I mean, because The Flash, in the beginning, definitely had some hokey-ass moments. But...
Because they had that little... The villain of the week shit.
Right, yeah. And they still do that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of the same thing. So, but... As it progresses, the storyline gets a chance to change and, you know... So it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. Let's keep it moving forward. What we got here? All right, I'm not ready to rant yet, so I'm not going to go ahead. Pacific Rim 2, new director.
Yes.
This is the same guy that did Daredevil. He's the showrunner for Daredevil, and he also wrote... I got it here. Hold on.
When you say Daredevil, which one are you talking about?
The TV show. The Netflix. He was the showrunner for Daredevil. And I'm trying to remember. He wrote something else too, though. But I mean, me and Jules, you know what I'm saying, we had differences of opinion on Pacific Rim 2. You didn't like it, bro, did you?
No, I thought it was. I thought the first one was cool. I was kind of hyped for a second one because it kind of had a nostalgic feeling with
the
monsters fighting and the big robots. It just was plain simple. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a couple of things I think
a lot of people
hated
on it, but I thought it was straight.
Yeah, I didn't go there looking for nothing spectacular.
Yeah, there was a lot of hate, but I don't even.
But it was dope.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that were kind of upset about it. I was like, I don't understand why y'all...
That's because everybody's looking for something. They want either, I don't know, Gotcha Man or Give Me the Power Rangers. Man, give me that. I was good with that. That was a good filler for whatever season that was that it came out.
Oh, no, you know what I mean?
All right. So I guess it's time for me to rant. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not yet. Punisher series in development. By Netflix.
John Bernthal must have did a damn good job. They must have did some early screens to see how good he did.
I'm have to see, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm not I don't watch The Walking Dead, I mean, I know who he is, but I'm just looking at stature wise.
Like, you've seen Fury, right?
Fury.
With Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt? Nah. I knew he was in it.
Yeah, he was in it. I was like, he did a damn good job in that, too.
I'm just talking about like physical appearance. Like when you think of Punisher, it's like you just think it is really like.
But he's not a small dude though. He's a good sized dude.
He's a little dude, man. He's probably like 5'7", 5'8".
No, he's not. John Bernthal ain't no 5'7", 5'8".
Calling him now, man. I'm expecting something like even. I don't know. I'm thinking when I think of Punisher, I think of although it was a horrible movie, Warzone.
That movie's ridiculous.
It is so bad.
A woman directed that.
But it's the most accurate depiction of Punisher.
It's ridiculous, man.
You don't give a fuck, man. Big, just
5'10".
He's 5'10". You said 5'7", though.
Okay, 5'8", same thing.
No, it's not. There's a big difference between 5'10 and 5'7".
Maybe.
But would you think the Punisher looked like 6'7" or some shit?
Nah, like 6'3". Like just a.
But I think the fact that he's 5'10", like an average man height, and he just fucking don't give a fuck is the crazy part about it.
That's the thing. What's the difference between him and Daredevil then?
Because he'll kill motherfuckers. Daredevil won't kill nobody.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay.
And he'll kill people.
I guess when I think of Punisher, like everything about the Punisher is menacing.
Somebody look up the Punisher's height. What is his height supposed to be?
I thought he was like 6'1", 6'2".
I can see that, but I'm just saying, John Bernthal's a damn good actor, dog.
No. I'm not saying he's not a good actor. I'm just saying, like, just the physical presence. Like, you know me, when I think about fight choreography, like, for instance, like, when I watch Arrow, like, I'm always checking for fight choreography. Like, right. Like, how well they're doing. Like, some of it, I'm like, yo, they're really doing their thing. But there are other times...
6'1", 20 pounds.
See? 6'1".
So, but there are other moments, like, you see where the camera's trying to shade people's, you know, fighting skills or whatever.
Yeah.
And but if that's a big part of what you are, like the Punisher's like hand to hand combat, like nigga, like let's, you know, I'm gonna shoot. That's why Warzone was amazing, because not only was he fucking you up and tormenting you while he was punching you, then it's up close and personal.
Yeah, but I mean, but this is the thing, though. That was totally unrealistic. That was a fantasy.
But what did he just say?
Bumps it, but no. But I think this is going to be a more realistic, crazy Punisher.
Because you got to remember,
Daredevil.
Because you got to remember, Punisher is like a special forces, like Navy SEAL, ex-Navy SEAL. Like,
yeah.
He straight is like one of the best of the best. Like he straight up do some Metal Solid CQC shit and fuck you up real quick.
Right, but I'm saying, he's not gonna do that in there, but it makes it a little bit more realistic. Mm. Motherfucker kicked a missile or some shit. What the fuck did
you do? No, nigga, that was
that
the best
fucking
part.
Shit, man. Hey, come on, Teddy.
Hey, that was Teddy. The best part of it. It was so.
Because it was so
shot
a missile. Teddy.
It was so
shot a missile.
Because it was so over the top. Like, it was amazing. Because that. Teddy. You can't tell me you did that. You can't tell me when you saw that happen, you didn't say, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was so shit. Like, hey, come on.
No, that.
It was like, oh, shit. But then it was like, fuck you.
But
man. Like,
you
bust the nigga space in, dude.
Yeah, I mean, bust the nigga space in, that was a bit much. But
look at Teddy. Like,
it was, no, there were moments that it was just like, all right, nigga. But that missile, it was just like, because it was like the most.
Why does he have a missile, Teddy?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because he's ex special forces, nigga.
And he just goes picks up missiles.
He has enough to waste on a nigga.
One dude
that's doing parkour off a roof, nigga. That was
one
the most
person,
amazing. Now there's no, you can't script that better. Like they set it up. They had two niggas jump, and everybody's like, "Yeah, run!" And one nigga jumped off. And he said, "You saw that motherfucker come into the roof?" I said, "Wait, is this a missile?
Wait for it."
The only thing you saw was his shoe. I was like, "No, you can't even like." That's my exact response. It was so good. I had to laugh. Like, between that and then when he jumped off.
Oh, shit.
He gave that nigga the motherfucking people's leg. Where he threw that nigga on the bar fence and jumped off and snapped his neck.
Yeah, why?
Because that's what the Punisher does.
No, I get the ridiculousness of the Punisher. But I'm saying, though, but can it be somewhat realistic, though?
It starts off unrealistic.
Yeah, it starts off.
As long as you set it up unrealistic, you can finish it unrealistic.
But this world of Daredevil is realistic.
I don't know. They look.
Oh, no, it is pretty realistic,
the ninja nigga, they were doing some mystical shit, man. I mean, it is. I mean, it's realistic. It's dark. I mean,
nah. If they come up, if he comes out and says, "I got a realistic,"
you got a blind nigga that's a whooping fucking ass through sonar detection. I'm just me. And you got different.
No, we
different
put it like that.
Realistic.
So you think it's more? I think it's more realistic that a blind dude can fight than somebody that's having a missile just hanging around.
Nigga, you can walk down to Church and nigga,
this wasn't no regular Scud. This is a Scud missile. This ain't even.
No,
like,
it wasn't. It was just. It was like a little. One
no, there wasn't no little thing. That dude had a full pack.
You could probably get your hands on that before you become blind, being able to fight.
I promise you, I bet you the blind dude that can whoop somebody's ass before you find somebody that can just get a missile.
Nah, nigga.
Come on, Teddy.
Alright. We probably know niggas with missiles. Donald Trump probably got a motherfucking missile.
Yeah, he's rich.
Okay. Nigga can get rich.
But you can't get with Donald Trump to get the missile.
I can't become blind and fight niggas off.
But I bet you I can find a blind dude that can probably fight, though.
You said what?
I bet you we can find a blind dude that can fight.
Nah, nigga.
Hey, man, is that a witch of the blind? So is me.
I knew he was going to do that. Sometimes, like, who's going to bring up Brian Fury?
Brian Fury is my shit. I love that movie. I saw that in theater.
Rutger Hauer is fucking Brian Fury.
I love that movie. Fuck y'all. Brian Fury.
That's real, that nigga. That's real.
He said it's real.
Good fucking movie. All right, next up, Predator sequel teased and a release date. Shane Black is actually directing. That movie also directed Iron Man 3, and he wrote the original Predator. So, it's coming out 2017.
Oh, yeah. If it's the original writer, then...
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also the dude that gets killed first in the first Predator. That's who he is.
Wait a minute. The dude with the glasses?
That's him.
Oh!
The first dude that gets killed by the
really?
Predator.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The one that everybody start bugging out
Nerdy
about.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. With the glasses. Yeah, that's Shane Black. He also directed Iron Man 3.
Okay.
So, yeah. The picture looks dope. They say they're going to basically keep the continuity together from everything. I think they should bring back my favorite person from all of them. Y'all know I'm going with Danny Glover. Jeez. Needs to come back for this reboot, man. Not reboot, this continuation. Dude, man, y'all hate on it. Rewind, man. Predator 2 is not that bad, man.
Compared to
I know Predator. I've said this on a previous episode.
Compared to Predator 1.
No, of course not. But I'm saying, no, it's better than fucking them AVPs. It's them Alien versus Predator movies. Yeah, I'd argue it's just as good as Predators.
True.
I'd argue it's just as good as Predators.
And Predators was dope too, man.
And Predators wasn't a bad movie. That's what I'm saying. I think people couldn't get over Danny Glover old ass running around. And that's fine. But I'd like to see an old black man do that. We need more movies where an old black man can do shit like that. If it was an old white man, nobody would tripped off of it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that right now.
Clint Eastwood would definitely. If that was Bruce
Willis. If that was Bruce Willis old ass, they'd be like, that was so dope. It's because it's Danny Glover old ass talking about I'm too old for this shit. Then everybody,
yeah,
you know,
but Danny Glover wasn't quite as limber as
right. No,
Danny Glover would get that track around when you just.
That's
man.
The, but I think that's what makes him dope though. I'm just fucking defeated the Predator with a bad back.
With the head, I'm just saying.
No, look, and he got it. And look, he got the bad back before the Predator showed up. So it's not like he.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He can run like OJ, dog.
I'm real, man.
But that's what made it so good. Do you remember when we saw that when we was kids? Though we thought that was a shit. You came front. We came back to school and was like, yo, Danny Glover was killing it.
He was, man. I'm just saying, you know, but comparing to Bruce Willis, like Bruce Willis.
But I'm saying, but not Bruce Willis, because Bruce Willis looks a little bit younger. I'm trying to think somebody looks old. Sean Connery.
That's what I said.
It was Sean Connery.
Sean Connery and The Rock. Yeah.
You love that because you was a baby at that time.
Yeah. I wasn't a baby.
I was already a man by the time that came out.
I was in the fifth grade. Fifth grade.
Yeah, look, I was in like 12th. I was like, come on, what's that?
That shit was dope.
Really weird.
That shit was dope.
Will.
All right, next up. This one was actually pretty dope, man. Because I tried to read these books, but there's so many of them. Stephen King's Dark Tower cast Idris Elba in the lead role of Roland.
Okay.
So if anything I know about the Dark Tower series, basically, he's a guy that's like, it's like an old Western mixed with like regular stuff. Like he wanders and is trying to do different stuff. Randall Flagg, y'all ever read the book or seen the movie The Stand?
Yeah.
Right, that's the character, that's the villain in throughout the Dark Tower series. So like The Stand is like a part of the Dark Tower series overall. It's like 8 books though, man. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm finished off, but the Roland character is dope. So it's like a little bit of mysticism and shit like that, and like he's got like this magic gun, shit like that. It's pretty dope. For Idris to be in that role, it's gonna be at least probably 3 movies because there's so many books. Mm. It's gonna be a dope series, you know. And Stephen King's been trying to do this for a minute. And he's like really powering through it, so I think it's gonna be pretty dope thing though for Idris to be in this.
Shout out to Idris, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man. When Luther the 4th series gonna fucking come to Netflix, man?
Oh no,
I thought that shit was supposed to hit like last year.
Yeah,
we should have held it long ago.
Netflix trying to take over.
Netflix is taking over.
Yeah.
All right, we let's Fire
Stick taking over right now. But that's another. Story.
I'm gonna need to get one though.
next up, I'm gonna start my rant now. Apocalypse and his horsemen powers are revealed.
It looks amazing.
Yes, here we
Somebody
go.
Somebody just did that to get you mad.
We find out that Apocalypse doesn't have a real body. He goes from body to body.
Yeah, he's an energy
man. Spirit.
You okay?
Fuck this movie. Fuck this movie, man. Straight up and down, man.
Kill me
fuck
now.
Fuck this movie.
So he gave me energy, man.
No, fuck him, man. Fuck Brian Singer, man. He's Brian fucking like every man.
Apocalypse, you know, okay, so basically, this is a sequel to
Fallen. I don't even know. Fallen, shut the fuck up. It is.
To where?
The Fallen.
Oh, wow.
Fucking Fallen. It's Fallen Apocalypse.
Wow.
And then all of the horse, and it's so whack. They got Magneto so fucking neutered, man. He's all upset and stuff. He is, though, man. Magneto is supposed to be his own motherfucking man. He don't give a fuck about nobody. He made his own planet on the moon and said, fuck y'all, I'm gonna do my own shit. He started his own Muir Island was his shit. No, Genosha, my bad. Was his own shit. And all this, he's like, fuck y'all, I'm gonna do my own thing. And now he just gonna follow Apocalypse. Fuck that, man. This is whack. It's fucking whack. Brian Singer, you going to hell, man. Straight up, man. There's a safe place for you there, man.
Just keep it, man.
No, man, dude, man, it's so whack, man. You, oh, man.
Y'all got to see Daryl's face right now.
It's so whack because, man, I like the Asia Apocalypse storyline with all that. You know what I'm saying? Like
Ryan Singer, the script skeeter.
Just skeeting all over the fucking papers, man. Every time, man. And then he's coming back for the next one, too. Fuck the X-Men. I'm not paying for it. I'm sneaking into the movie to see X-Men.
Shit, I'm finna Cody box the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it. I'm not paying to see X-Men. I'm not. I refuse to pay to see X-Men.
What about advanced screening?
That's different.
Because that's how I take it for the team.
Well, I'm going to advance. I'm going for
Yo, look, funny thing is.
Yeah, because when I saw the guys in Egypt, I was like.
Yeah, I posted that.
You really went.
I was getting hate mail. I was getting hate mail.
I was about to send you all sorts of mean texts.
You sent me a meme. I can't believe you're going to see that. Hey, you sounded real like pro something.
I had my laugh out loud behind it. I
didn't have no laugh, no emotions. I know you ain't about to go see that.
So fuck them, man.
I'm going to see it for
any
free.
Thoughts for Brian, Sticky Papers?
I can't be mad, man. I mean, shit's fucking hilarious.
Shit's fucking hilarious,
fucking
though.
Sticky Papers.
It's hilarious,
fucking Apocalypse.
Well, you know, honestly, the thing is, and the truth is, this is what it boils down to, and we got to accept it. Until it's Marvel doing it, then you're going to get what you get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not Marvel. That's who's Sony or Fox?
Fox.
Yeah, that's Fox. So you know what they trying to do. They just whoever.
That's Bryan Singer. Yeah.
No, it's Bryan. What I'm saying is the people who running the show with the you know.
I think this movie's gonna flop though too.
You think so?
I think it's gonna make a decent amount of money, but I don't. I think it's gonna profit
in the realm of like.
Yeah, it's gonna profit.
It's not gonna crush it.
No, but it's gonna profit. Yeah. But it ain't gonna be.
It's
like,
not gonna Deadpool it or yeah, Bat or Dark Knight Rises.
Days of Future Past not gonna do those numbers either. Because it looks fucking whack. It looks so whack. Oh, it looks so whack.
You really mad, man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an X-Men dude, man, and it really makes me despise the X-Men.
That's why you gotta. Sometimes you just gotta pick your battles, man. Just keep it to the animations and get fulfilled, or
hire a nigga like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or start a petition, dog. You ain't start a petition yet.
I ain't starting no petition.
Energy being.
And shut up, man.
Energy don't let being. Me. Now, the first thing I thought was the first Incredible Hulk. I'm dumb tight. I don't even want to think about that.
That's all they need to do, man. They need to read.
I just thought whoever. Ain't that. And wasn't it called Fallen?
Which one? That Fallen? Yeah, that had Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, and the nigga was. The little spirit was hopping from nigga
yeah,
to nigga.
Yeah, what was his homeboy that was.
But it's the truth.
John, and Goodman, too.
Yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman was in that,
Jesus.
Too. Yeah, so. All right, I'm done with that. Next up, Don Cheadle's comments about having to cast a white co-star in Miles Davis' movie.
What did he say?
He said basically he had to get the movie greenlit. He had to make sure he had a white co-star with him in the movie.
Wow.
To get the budget and everything together, he said.
That makes
he had
call
to do
Nate
it.
Parker, man.
Call Nate, yep.
No, man, I mean, there's a lot of white people in Nate Parker movie, too, though.
Yeah, but you like... He killing them, so it's like...
Yeah, no, but he's saving a lot of white people in there, too. They said. But, which is true, though, because that's what... like Nap Turner doesn't kill every white person. He killed slave owners and like people that were in power. He spared a lot of people, like a lot of white people, like poor white people. Spared them and stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's not, you know, he wouldn't Magneto. Well, no, Magneto's got a heart too. Sometimes I'm trying to think of somebody just ridiculous and not giving a fuck. It's a comic book character.
The Punisher.
He wasn't the Punisher of slavery, which would be hilarious. Actually, his setup: the Punisher went back to the slavery times.
Oh, that would be. They don't even know what to do.
And with his missile launcher, I got four of them left. Hold on, let me go back in the time machine and get two more.
Hell, man.
All right, so yeah, I mean that's interesting that you know. That he said he had to go down like that.
That's not interesting.
It's not, but it's not surprising either.
Yeah, I seen that. When somebody took that straight out of Compton.
Yeah, and made it into the movie. Like when he saved five boys, he's like, "Would have been," which was so fucking true.
It was.
Next up, Michael B. Jordan he's cast as the lead in the new Thomas Crown Affair movie. Has anybody seen the Thomas Crown Affair?
Yeah, that's the one with
it used to be
Pierce Bronson.
Yeah, and what's old boy?
That's a good movie though.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's just a good. You know, it was like the other one too. That it was Pierce Bronson with your boy from Cheers and Selma Hayek, and you know, it's some good little movies. You know, they got their little
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
And they also got mentioned not somebody else black. They cast for the new 24, the dude that played Dr. Dre. TV show 24.
Really?
Yeah, he's the new lead in 24.
That's crazy. Hey, is he from Britain?
No, he's from like Philly or something. I don't know where
there was
he's
something really black. Strange he's about him.
He's
I can't remember.
He's black. He's from like a regular. He's black.
I just remember like his either his voice or something. Like he didn't really talk the way that he.
He's African American. I think he is.
I thought like, that
maybe would be fucking crazy if he's fucking British, which it would be.
Because somebody was like, "Nigga, I don't know why the fuck he sounded like that." Because like.
No, because like he's on The Walking Dead. And he sounds like a regular dude.
Was he talking like how you talking with Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
They said his voice wasn't really like that. Like they had him on some award show. He's like, maybe. Yeah, I like that. Go ahead. And I was like, man.
He said,
he's stupid.
I think that's a good look. Michael B. Jordan getting that Thomas Crown because a lot of people love that movie.
That's gonna put him on a whole different
level.
Genre.
Yeah, he's gonna be boycotted by white people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right, but that don't make no sense.
It might not. I mean, you never know.
Boycotting white people. Next up, let's go with this one. We'll let Jules do that in a minute. Triple X3 with Vin Diesel supposed to be dropping more X. Triple X3 more X, which I think with Vin Diesel, another Triple X.
I think it'll be cool. Like, I'm appreciating Vin Diesel sticking to what he knows. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking the same shit. He's like Fast and the Furious. I'm gonna do.
No, because he did the Last Witch Hunter.
I heard that wasn't a bad movie. I heard people just kind of hated on it just for the sake of hating.
But like the storyline and the shit that they were like putting together, like it definitely could have. It was on some First Blade shit.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm. Okay.
It was on some First Blade shit. Like, cinematography was good. The symbolism was good.
I can check that out.
A lot of the shit. It was pretty. It's at Netflix. Not Netflix. It's at Redbox.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty decent.
I want to check that out.
Jules, you got anything on Triple X3? Diesel.
I guess that's a good filler movie until the right one come along.
Until the next Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh, yeah, I got to see it. Especially with that incredible stunt in the last one he did.
Right,
jumping off the bridge.
I mean, if y'all can watch Fast and Furious with this nigga,
don't judge us on Fast and Furious.
I'm just saying, you with this nigga pull the Fast and Furious,
we can relate.
Because we all drive cars.
We had little tuners, man, back then, man. We always had
light. I'm talking about Fast and Furious like 6 and 7 when you got the black friend that's getting you in trouble and shit.
All right, next up, Tesla premieres battery to power your house off the grid, so you can just power it on your own home. You say desert, you feeling that?
Me. I'm all sorts of off the grid type nigga.
So wait, so it'll
you can power your house.
You can power your home.
Don't the electric companies like pay you or something like that for like saving?
If you have a solar panels, you do.
They pay you.
I heard they don't even want that to pay.
They trying to do whatever they can to block that shit.
Cause you got
how much money ain't finna be out of
Tesla? Is basically Iron Man. I mean, what's his name? Not Tesla. The guy that started it. Shit.
So how you power? You're talking about, how does it work?
The guy that owns it now. Fuck, I can't remember his name now. He's basically like an evil man.
Elon Musk. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see because I think if Amber don't get a nigga like that, then you know Amber gonna hit niggas in local government, make it like you know you live in this area, you have to get electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't get the solar power joint.
No, I mean we'll see. Because what if I got it turned on? But I ain't using it.
Yeah, you're paying $2 a year.
Yeah, $2 a month.
Can't get mad at me. I'm still paying your service. I don't use your service, though.
Right, and this is my property, and this is what I want.
I think everything is just so big business that you can't, it's certain things, you know what I mean? Like,
everything should be deregulated, man. It's so hard to keep motherfuckers, like, you got cable getting deregulated.
You can't have kids without paying child support.
You see, I don't know. Nah, you'd be surprised, man. Deregulation is hard. Like, dude, this shit, there was such thing that was popping up in the South. It was called an energy box that came up here on some multi-level marketing shit that people down in like Florida and all the rest have been using, you know, because there is off-grid shit on there.
Yeah,
but you know,
this shit popping.
It's supposed to be deregulated like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, because I mean, now they're saying you can get your own cable box now too. They deregulate that's a law now. You don't have to use the cable box that they give you. You can come in with your own box.
Unless they got encryption on them, motherfucker.
That's only. Fuck, you gonna get a box from though? Outside of this,
you can use like it's all kind of like different boxes you can get to run. You can pay for your cable and run it through that.
Right, I mean, I say it's possible. Well,
but that's not really deregulating.
Before you had to have the box for that company before.
Right, but
now you don't need the box. So they get charged with $10 extra for each box a month. You don't have to get that charge.
I guess when I'm more so thinking about like just the cable service, because like, there's no other. You either get Dish, Charter,
Shorter,
or
AT&T.
DirecTV.
DirecTV, yeah.
See, but the thing about like that kind of regulation, man, is it can work, but the thing about it, like Charter, for example. Like, I know for a fact Charter got all their signals and stuff encrypted. So you have to kind of buy their box to do what you need to do, unless that changes, like, somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll necessarily change, unless it's, like, going to be per cable provider or some shit like that. I'm not sure. But if they keep it to where their encryption still is going through the data and through the lines of the fiber optics, then the box, you buy your box, it don't fucking matter.
Right.
So, because it's like, hey, you need to use our boxes to decrypt information that we're sending to you that you're paying for.
But then I think they were saying that they can't do that. Like, they can't do that anymore.
Okay.
Mm. I don't see that happening.
Lobbyists, my nigga.
Trust me. No, it already passed.
I already passed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The ball's already passed.
I mean, I'm trying to imagine Charter being like, okay, we'll not have encrypted shit.
Okay, but
unless you can buy a chip, the little cards that
you're talking about the cable card. Yeah.
You can buy a cable card from them, and maybe the box will let them do it. But I mean,
I think that's probably the workaround. But I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I mean, I be thinking it'd be the same for AT&T and everything else. But honestly, it could be different. So. But we don't know. I mean, shit. I mean, if that's what they gotta do, then hey. All I gotta say is if your cable mess up, it's a possibility it's your box. That's what I was saying. Yeah. it's your stuff.
You're not responsible for your box, man.
Right.
Don't take care of our shit.
Right. Pretty much.
Next up, and we can actually go through the jewels with this. Guys in Egypt is flopping at the movie theaters.
It was amazing. I heard it was amazing.
Jewels, you ain't gonna
run. You said that though. Because. You know, let me tell you, the funny thing
lied.
Is, after I seen the movie, then you see TV and it shows the commercials and trailers. Right. And then you'll see in the trailer, like the recent one said, critics are rating. Right? And so when they say that, then they show big words, epic, spectacular, but they never show a critic's name. So I said, they lying like crazy. Listen, man, that movie just went, it was like.
It was Jupiter Rising.
I like Jupiter Ascending better than this.
Woo! He saw Jupiter Ascending was better. Woo!
He was lost in Jupiter Ascending.
We talking about
what it was. This didn't feel right. And from the beginning of the movie, felt a sense of fakeness through it. And it wasn't me going in biasly saying like, "Yo, why didn't even have any brothers or even Latinos in there running around?" But it was just. It felt like you're watching the CGI engulfed movie. That wasn't really the best CGI until it was like those fights. And you're like, oh, wow. Right. But it still felt fake. It felt real, real fake. Mm-hmm. It was a fun movie. Had you not called it Gods of Egypt and called it Wrath of Titans 2.0 or something, then you would have been good. Then we would expect it just an adventure movie, no bias to the name, nothing. I wouldn't even be mad at it. Mm-hmm. But I went in there saying Gods of Egypt. I ain't see Eddie Murphy or Iman. You know what I'm saying?
No Michael Jackson.
I was done. Man. So it was just whack because, look, the studio apologized, right? Whenever, back in whenever, November, whatever the case is. But that's bogus. You guys already knew. Once they signed up people, they knew at that table, man, let's not do that. Let's keep it real. That money is in front of everybody. And when you're doing, oh, we got this budget, let's get who we want. Let's do the favor for my man from Game of Thrones. Because he produced that or whatever the case is.
Right, right.
It's just like, come on, man.
They literally made a tenth of their budget, yo.
Yo, and let's
really no, I'm not even playing. Literally,
that's horrible.
It's probably gonna be a worse flop than Fantastic Four actually made money. I
don't know. It's already up for biggest flop of 2016 already.
Yeah. Like, but I'm saying, y'all know Fantastic Four made his money, so we talk about
Fantastic Four made his money
back. It likely profited a little bit,
but this one it went in wrong. It went in totally wrong.
Fantastic Four also has a fucking fan base.
Yeah,
but you know what? I mean, if let's call it what it is, and why
is this worse than Fantastic Four?
Is it worse?
Yeah, worse. Like, is it?
It's entertaining,
but it's not. If you had to watch one of them,
if
I would watch that over.
Fantastic Four is
you watch Fantastic Four.
No, I watch God of Egypt.
Oh my damn.
It was entertaining in a movie sense of. Well, when I say bad, it's related to the casting. Some of the CGI was really whack. Like, they did the guys were like double the size of the humans or the mortals. And you can see the difference that it looked cheap. Not like in Lord of the Rings, you see a Hobbit, then you see Gandalf. You're like, oh, snap. How they made it look like that? You can't tell the difference. In that, you've seen it and go, oh, that's a little whack. That looked a little cheap. So you see a lot of that, and that's what made the movie feel real whack. Because not just even the fact that it was in Egypt, and there was only two black actors that spoke. And to be honest with you, Chad Boswick's role was whack to me, the worst. Really? I said, yo, he bit one for the team. He took one for the team, whatever you want
to
call it.
Who was he supposed to be in there?
The God of Wisdom, man. But I don't want to spoil it for nobody, but I am about to see that. Yo, the kid didn't even use no powers. He was just talking smart.
I thought
he was going to turn into one of the robotic-looking goddamn, man. Listen, they robbed that man.
Let's call it what it is, man. Some real shit. Like, the reason why y'all made only a tenth of y'all money is because the black people didn't want to go see that bullshit.
Not even just black.
Yeah, people of color in particular said, fuck this shit.
I think everybody. Yeah. I think moviegoers, period, because it didn't.
Now, so they got one there for some reaction that was talking the same stuff that you and he's a little, like, he's a Caucasian teenager. Like,
and he said, fuck with
him. He was just like, he didn't make sense. He was like showing, you know.
Because, you know what?
Like, statues and shit, and he was like, yeah, it's Egypt. And you got this nigga, you know, Gerard Butler playing.
And now the gods were technically gods, but they not. Then this is my thing, too. You got gods who, I guess they picked to rule over the Egypt area or whatever. Y'all gods, why don't y'all rule over everything? You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was so limited, man. It had potential, and it could have been good. And now this is true story. Idris, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he played on Thor.
Right.
Right? Right? Come on, that kid looked dope. As the what? Gatekeeper? What was
oh,
that?
Yeah, Honda. Yeah.
Yeah, yo. Had you put that kid in one of those suits and said, guys of Egypt on the trailer, ooh, then you could have built off of that.
He'd have to be white, though.
Huh?
He'd have to be white, though.
But no, that's what I'm trying to say. If you use him, that kid had the accent that they was all using in there. Nobody sounded like they was from Egypt.
No, everybody. It's funny. Anytime you
draw Butler, sound like he was in.
Anytime you're an agent, you have to use some sort of old English.
British accent,
because everybody sounds
old. It was crazy. Let me tell you something. Gerard Butler, I did want to see him in it. He played his role. It was kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. But every time he talked, you just thinking 300. So the whole time I'm sitting there going, and for Spartans, man, I couldn't shake that off.
Because people tired of bullshit, man. That's
why
it was
bogus,
tired of it,
man. It killed me.
Like, people were really sick and tired of it. Like,
but let me make up something for y'all. Let me jump right in on this one. Mm-hmm. I got the chance to see London Has Fallen.
Oh, you already saw it?
I've seen it already. So I'm going to tell y'all real quick.
It's exactly like.
Go see that if you just want straight action.
When's it come out?
Keep it moving. Huh?
When's it coming out?
Like the 4th of March.
Oh, it's this Friday.
So, yeah. I seen this Thursday.
Okay.
And so, listen. London Has Fallen is a good straight action film. You going in there. Gerard Butler did his thing, man.
Olympus Has Fallen, part 2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's how I figured.
Different directors, though, because Fuqua wasn't the Fuqua. He wasn't the director in this one, but he did, whoever directed this one did good. They did really, really, really good.
Different
little cheesy about. Acting, but that's always. But okay. That action in it, off the chain.
All right.
Okay, check that out, man. Yeah. For real.
All right. Next up, we have. Let's go on to Conspiracy of the Week. Teddy, I had some on for Cyborg Soldiers. Do you have anything that.
No, we're going with it.
All right, yeah. Supposedly, the government is revealing the plans to create cyborg soldiers.
I haven't heard about this.
Shit, I guess we're going into the movie Cyborg now. Our Universal Soldier?
Or good old Call of Duty Black Ops 3?
Is that what they do? Is that what they are?
That's right? Literally what the fuck that is, man. Like, no bullshit. Like, cyborg soldiers. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Like, I think that what they're trying to pimp it is saying that we don't lose real life by sending cyborg soldiers.
But
then they could turn on us as people? As in people?
Let's I mean, it's that. Always. It's Let's always just... that. It's always going to be that. I mean, they've been talking about this for a while, dog. You know, you got the drone strikes. Like, I mean, you got something the size of this fucking cell phone that can fly through and murk somebody and get the fuck out. And you have no idea what's going on. But they're talking about, like, I mean, there's a lot of shit going around talking about the government's already preparing for martial law. That's why all this shit. That's why the
military. I mean, no, but technically, we've had martial law since 9/11. We never came out of martial law.
I thought it was. Well, that may be true. I mean, I guess it's not martial law in the sense that.
I'm talking about like the declaration of martial law was already declared like then, and like they never repealed it. It may not be like 9/11, but it's within the last 10 years or so.
Well, I'm talking about like even statewide where it's
you like, mean like a state of emergency, you mean?
What? No, like martial law, like we telling you what the fuck to do, when to do it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like Big Brother type shit.
Yeah, like, well,
they got to be out the streets by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, but they're saying that, but that's why they're strapping all the police officers with militarized sort of weapons and shit.
Oh, like V for Vendetta, like, since yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Did they think what people are trying to get ready in, like, what, revolt? Is that what they
Well,
feel?
I mean, if you look at the atmosphere and the you know, the climate of the nation, I mean, it's, that's why, you know, some people are scared saying that, you know, a race war is about to break out based on who's going to be chosen as the next president. You know what I mean? Like, if Trump really is, you know, because it's really dividing the country, because, you know, Trump is up here really spewing hate rhetoric, and people are like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, even Mitt Romney tried to cover the shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, his shit got leaked.
But actually, Mitt Romney wasn't even bad, for real. Like, he wasn't even a bad Republican. The Republican Party just made him just go super
right. Well, he panders. Like, he does what everybody's doing. You know, he's pandering
to the base,
but it becomes problematic. Because Trump is out there.
Has pulled the base all.
He don't even give a fuck. Like, there's not single. He will lie. He will say whatever the fuck he wants to say and just take it as truth. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait till he goes to the debates with Hillary and call her a cunt on stage.
He's
gonna happen. He's gonna call her a cunt.
If he does it, it's set up central, because you know he was backing the Clintons, so maybe they're funding each other. So he
that's
can,
what I would want. That's my
so Hillary could just go and get this vote.
Yeah,
I mean it wouldn't be surprised.
It's a fucking setup, man.
But the question is like, where are the people's votes? Like, where exactly do we even count anymore at this point? Like, what the fuck are they even pandering?
I don't even think we ever fucking count in the first place. That's me personally. I don't think we ever fucking count it. But that's another story.
With the Electoral College, I mean, you know, you got the super delegates in Electoral College. Like, we don't. I mean, they said this happened before, where the popular vote doesn't necessarily pick.
Yeah, the Electoral College. Al Gore was had the popular vote, and he didn't win the election.
Right, that should have told you right there. We don't fucking matter because of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, as much as voting, you want to say, helps after some shit like that, and then the way the government has been moving anyway over these last few years, dude, it's kind of hard. But fuck, I mean, you just going to have to be honest. You know, it's kind of hard to trust either side, like, because Hillary does not seem genuine. Let's just say that right there. She looks like the white version of Amanda Waller, my nigga.
Damn.
So let's just call it what it is. She's like the white version of Amanda Waller.
God damn.
And Lex Luthor is pretty much Donald Trump. So
the president, Lex Luthor versus Amanda Waller.
Think about it like that.
That's real.
Like, for real. I mean, if you had to put it in a context where even on some nerd shit to understand, that's going to be your best context.
But it's funny because it's age too. It's age driven. Because like Hillary's even like our parents' age group and older, or maybe like right under our parents' age, like 50s and up, they voting for Hillary, G. You know what I'm saying? Like, just based off of some people thinking like she's going to get the help from Bill and all the rest of that stuff. So.
Of course she gets the help from Bill.
Yeah. So
he's still in the doghouse from getting that hit.
You going to help me run this damn country?
So I don't never get my dick sucked ever again? Nope.
You better call Monica.
Damn, I forgot that bitch number. Right. Like, you told me to throw it away. Right. Oh no, I deleted it because you came in the door.
He was like, "Oh, it was in my T-Mobile phone."
All right. Next up, what movies have we seen? Let's go. Y'all want to talk Deadpool first, or anybody seen anything else before we go on to?
I'm trying to think.
Been watching a lot of anime series and shit, man. To be honest.
Yeah, what you been watching?
For the most part, man, I'm watching a new one right now called Magi, Labyrinth of Magic. The name sound like some whimsical mystical shit, but it's actually pretty cool, man. It's on Netflix. It's basically retelling like all the old world Arabian Nights stories in an anime format. So kind of like, so the main characters are Ali Baba from Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves and Aladdin from Aladdin, of course.
okay.
So it's actually pretty cool. Like, it's pretty dope. Like, and it starts off on, like, it looks like it could be lighthearted because of the animation, how everything flow together. But real shit happen. Like, it can get pretty R-rated real quick. Mm. So it's just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, just seeing, like, Sinbad. Like, Sinbad is in there. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it's pretty dope, like, the way they got everything laid out. So I've been watching that. I watched Love. The Netflix series Love, which is a cool little rom com. I know we're going to probably, you know, we'll talk about more than death. What else?
Anybody been watching the OJ series?
I watched some of it.
I'm about an episode and a half behind the OJ, People versus OJ Simpson.
Oh, I watched Making a Murder. Oh, Making a Murder.
How was that?
I feel so sorry for that dude.
Man. Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for that dude.
I heard it's horrible, though.
He got played like a black dude got played.
Damn.
Mm. Let's call it what it is. He got played like a black dude, a poor black dude.
Damn.
Like,
yeah, we all said,
Like, bad, man. Like, like, you should feel bad for this man. It goes to show you that the local government is for real. Yes, I'm talking about you, Ferguson. Ain't shit. Like, it ain't shit. Like, they ain't shit. Like, you will really get into it and you really see how, like, they do people.
Yeah.
Especially, like, a lot of shit out of spite or because you guys got the one up maybe, like, one time or a couple of times. Well, dude, they hold that shit over your head so much, they will straight try to destroy your whole family. Which is more or less happening to that man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's really fucked up what they did to him. And right now, what's that county? Manitowoc County up in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, they pretty much getting their karma back, man, because... Like, people all over because of social media are not fucking with them. Like,
wow.
Like, they getting hate like Ferguson got hate.
Damn. Just saw this documentary?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, it's serious. Like, it's, Ferguson level hate toward men's wild county. Like, it's bad, dog.
Damn.
Like, so that's why I've been kind of checking. I've been watching a lot of anime and shit like that, and documentary series and shit.
I've been following up on. I never saw the Boondocks 3 and 4.
Oh yeah, that last season was horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? It's so old, and it's weird to me because a lot of this shit still rings true. Like it's like.
Come on, but at season 4.
Yeah.
And season 4 was bad, man.
Even season 3.
Season 3 was straight.
It's the same.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was just okay, but it was just funny, like, looking at it on a political landscape and shit, like, all the stuff that they were talking about, I was like, dude, this shit came out 8 years ago, and it's still
relevant
as fuck.
Yeah.
Sign of the times, man.
It's crazy, dude. It just shows you people don't change.
Man. Mm-hmm.
What about you? Jules been watching.
Yo, so...
You've been watching all the screenings, so...
Yeah, I've been on the screenings, like, so I watch a lot of the movies, but one thing I did was start watching... Within a week, I'm already on season 2 of How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, really?
That's a I've never hard watched that. Show. That's like, yo, but I was sleeping
it's
on
a, it's
that.
A, it's a little
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes is, you know,
but it's way more tolerable than Scandal.
Okay, because I checked.
Okay, like, I'm on season 2. I gotta wait for the.
It's way more tolerable than Scandal.
So I can watch it because me and Chris used to watch it all the time. The first
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, well, okay, I did the whole first, well, most of the first season, yeah. But I'm on season 2.
I checked out all Shonda Rhimes shows in general.
It's pretty
Scandal.
Dope though, man. I can't even front, man. I was asleep on that.
All her numbers have dropped though.
Right?
Shonda Rhimes. Really?
Like ratings wise, yeah, like
all
like,
three shows,
like all three, like Grey's Anatomy is down, Scandal's down like 16%.
Yeah, but look how
damn.
And How to Wake Up Murder's even more than that, like 22. It's something. It's something crazy.
Is it period? I mean, is it people not watching TV, or are you saying they
just
get to some
show? Thing, man, I think it's a different time, man. They ratings.
I don't know.
I
feel like I think there's just too much other shit going on. Like I remember when Scandal first dropped, nigga, you could. Thursdays don't get on fucking social media because it will spoil the fuck out of
you. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of the same thing with How Do We Get Away with Murder, but I also feel like it was that way because all the shit was new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's just kind of.
But why is a show like A Walking Dead still getting love like that and like a Game of Thrones and even Power?
Honestly,
shit, motherfuckers still waiting for Power.
Because it's the fan base, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fan base.
You think
base.
It gets less less episodes too? Or?
Well, I think it's
well,
less
at least I would say for Game of Thrones at least.
It's less episodes, but the other two that we're also talking about is like sci-fi. So you can do a lot more with sci-fi versus it trying to be a drama. Which is why you were saying Shonda Rhimes, because when it starts getting ridiculous, like, it's not real. But Game of Thrones can bring in a motherfucking dragon. You'd be like, yo!
The numbers might be dropping, and it could be to the fact of, you watch anything on TV on any of the primetime networks, to be honest with you, you get more ticker things at the bottom and distractions on the screens and in commercials. So everybody could just be going to like Hulu, Fire Stick, or however other method they can watch a show now, instead of having to rely on, you know, Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 5, all that. For me, I'm just like, yeah, I'll catch it on when it's, you know.
Right. And then, I ain't even watch it when it hit Netflix.
Right, yeah. Then you got shit like you said, like earlier, like you said, Power, like you got stuff like that's on straight up premium subscription shit that's, you know, you have less restriction.
Yeah.
And you got way less restriction, no commercials. You got a chance to really kind of shine and go crazier with the writer, get more original with it. So someone like Power, for example, that's more in a way more realistic setting that has actual great writing to it. Yeah. Like you can really get into it. This is always why I recommend that over Empire any fucking day of the week.
Yeah. You know? I know they say Empire's numbers have been super bad, I know, before they break.
I think it's just the big, it's just because people, it's just like anything else. Once it's new and everyone's like, oh yeah, and then they hop on it and then.
But I would say that last episode of Blackish was the shit.
Dude, I need to watch that still, man. Like, yeah, I heard so that was like, cause it was like a real ass episode. Like, it's kind of like the black sitcom has a real moment situation.
Yeah, you haven't seen that Blackish?
I don't watch Blackish.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch that, man.
When does it come out? Like, Mondays?
It's Wednesdays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd be tired of
it. It's half an hour, joint. Yeah.
Trying to get, and then Arrow come on, so you know, I'm already.
Yeah, I'll catch up a lot of it in Hulu, man. But it's pretty good.
I'm hoping Blackish comes to Netflix or something. I mean,
it's on Hulu. I know if you got Hulu.
Nah, he ain't gonna never come to Netflix because fucking ABC owns it.
Oh, well, it's on Hulu, so.
What, is Scandal on? Oh, well, no.
Scandal's on
there, so they might come on there.
So it could, definitely, it could, but I'm telling you, man, it's good. Like,
but I had to, like really think about it. I had to be walking, like, damn, let me go check out Blackish, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very good. It's a very good series, man. I focus with everyone on this show, man. And, like, I really hate that I missed it, but I'm going to watch it probably, like, this evening or something like that, you know what I mean? So,
I'm hoping they got a... I'm hoping Netflix picks up Young Justice and makes a third season.
My God, yeah. I hope so.
That's one of that was next up, so...
Oh, sure?
Yeah, go
dude, because season two's... Not even...
My God.
The writing was so fucking well done, dude. I was just like, dude, this... If this was, like, some live action shit...
Duh. Well, you know, you get the best out of the animations, though.
Yeah, right. It's just, yeah, you do.
When you try to do too much, too many people to satisfy, you can't.
Yeah, nah, you know? Yeah, this one was really like, you know, the shit that they were dealing with, you know, I was just like, damn, like, you know, and they like a lot of the setups to move shit forward. I was like, like this was well thought out. Like, I can't even understand, like, why would you
cancel it in the first
place? Why would you not make a season three? Because some of you motherfuckers was waiting on season two for so long.
Mm-hmm. And season two did not disappoint, dude. No, not at all. Because season one was good. Like, the way they even told, like, how they got Superboy to join the team, about Artemis, how she was low-key on some double agent shit. Like, it was so dope, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it was cool, man. And, like, how they even touched on Red Arrow, Speedy. It touched on Speedy and his relationships and shit going on. Like, and Superboy and Miss Martian, like, it's really good, man. Mm. Like, really well done.
Another animation I saw something new, Batman Bad Blood.
It was pretty straight.
A lot more, they threw me for the loop. There's a point in the movie it throws me for a loop when it kind of, you know the part I'm talking about, right? Where they reveal whatever they reveal, and it's just like, it's kind of just it kind of just hangs there, like, okay, well, damn. So you invested all this shit in this, and then you just told me, fuck that. Don't worry about that shit. You know, we gonna move from some other shit here.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a jaw drop. I was like, damn, nigga.
Yeah, and then it was like, fuck y'all do that for then? What's the point of me even getting in this character? You know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, what the fuck is that to do? Okay, well, fuck, I guess we're going this route now.
Yep.
So let's go talk about it real quick before we go into trailers. Deadpool. Everybody's thoughts. Let's go with you first, James.
It saved Fox. Like I keep saying.
Simple,
Fox credibility, I would say. Because, like, Ryan Reynolds and homeboy that directed, I forget his name on top of my head, but literally from the beginning of the movie to literally the end of the movie, perfect. it's nothing wrong with it. Like, they play on like how Deadpool is supposed to work, and I'll say it's about 95% accurate. Like, which is pretty high up there for what Fox had to do and what they actually approved of. And then I don't know, I ain't gonna spoil too much, but they know that they make fun of a lot of stuff in them. Like, so it's pretty good the way they...
Colossus looks damn good.
Like, the best version of Colossus that you will probably ever see. Like, the most accurate depiction. Like, even, like, demeanor and everything. Like, that's actually how he is. So I'm like, okay, I'm rocking with this.
Only
so,
the Oracle could just cover that one right there.
Demeanor. Yeah, I'm serious, man. He was, like, an awesome good too, suicide stuff, man. But nah, man, he... but nah, like, I really did. I give it, like, a solid, like, 9.5 out of 10.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yo, real quick, too. The email that came in and it questioned me getting on the Oracle about his age. First of all, I just want to say one thing. I call him the Oracle because of his age. Yes, I respect the fact he knows his stuff. Thank you.
It's all love, man.
It's all love. Just playing.
I thought it was good, man. I thought it was real good. I don't know if I expected a little more action, or because it was. I mean, it's a backstory, so you know you only gonna get like bits and pieces. But overall, like, the one liners were amazing, dude. It was almost like he just had a fucking a one liner generator. Like, he was just pulling them out. I was just like by far my favorite is he called that dude cock covered Muppet fart. And I was like, I don't even know what you have to think about to even come up with all of those words to even make them make sense.
He channeled his inner Van Wilder.
Clearly.
He went straight Van Wilder, you're right.
Cock spackled. I'm sorry. Cock spackled. Cock spackled Muppet fart.
Yeah, that's a hell of a compound.
That's a lot of disdain behind that.
Jules, what was your thoughts on this?
I loved it. I ain't going front. A bit much on the raunchiness, but I thought it was dope. I think it was perfect for the character. Ryan Reynolds definitely found the niche with this one. You know what I mean?
He was born to play that.
But I mean, he's good in other stuff. It's just, I think this one was definitely everything he needed. You know what I mean? It was no limits like Green Lantern. It was it was just perfect for him, I think. It was dope too. The intro, you know, cinematography too was fire. Oh, I can't even front. You know what I mean? It was a lot.
I mean, and you gotta look at it. They only had maybe 5 set pieces.
Yeah,
I'm saying. Yo, y'all can check out my review on it too, man, on Instagram, man. It's posted at Jules Unique Instagram. So check out the review, man. Give me feedback. Tell me what you think. Once we get the website up, man, for the Lando Cal, all the reviews will be posted on there, even the throwback reviews.
Yeah. All right. I thought it was a great movie, man. I give it a solid 8, man. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. That's about me too.
Liked a lot of the moving pieces, you know, that was going on with it. What do y'all think about them? If you've been listening to the show, you know, Cable's gonna be in next. How do y'all think he's gonna do that? Because now, you know, that was something else that I need to pull in before I say what I'm gonna say. Gambit has been canceled again.
Yeah.
I think they said 2 Marvel movies have been moved up. Not Marvel or X-Men movies have been moved up for 2017. Gambit's been scrapped for right now.
Because Deadpool.
Pool 2.
Because of Deadpool's extreme success.
Damn, that's pretty fast though, isn't it?
Because of Deadpool's extreme success, I think they 5-6 guys would like redo their whole...
But that's pretty fast to try to get another Deadpool done by next year.
By next year?
Yeah, 2017.
They could do that?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, that'd be dope.
I mean, like you said, think about it. They only use 3 set pieces.
You can have fun with Deadpool like that. You don't have to elongate it like Star Wars.
Yo, 3 years, 2 years.
We can get back-to-back Deadpools because each story is definitely could be unique.
Well, and then two, who was I talking to saying, was that you saying that, it may not have been you, like how far can you really ride Deadpool as a movie? You know what I'm saying?
You can't ride it that far.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you got
you just got to keep hitting.
You got to keep riding. You got to ride the wave.
Kind of like how they did the Hangovers, like where they
exactly. Like
Harry Potter came out year after year for like 5 years straight.
Yeah,
Deadpool could work a little bit better, I think, though, because of how integrated he can be with pop culture in his own right.
Oh yeah,
because of his character, knowing he's fictional, breaking the fourth wall like he does, I think is where his relevancy can stay up for like a longer period of time. Like he would have more longevity than the average movie
franchise would be. You know what I'm saying? That's why I would think.
Do you think it'd be too much if they keep it at the rated R status and try to put too many of them out there?
Because that's what works. Like, you have to do what works. Like, if you're trying to, since Deadpool has proven accuracy works, like, if you want to keep, like you say, ride the wave, you got to keep on sticking to what has been selling, which is the accuracy. So you're going to have to stick with, like, the rated R. If you're trying to stay true to like your fan base, like, what's going to happen? That's what I would
do. Do you think the rated R works for Blade, though?
Oh, definitely. Blade, it definitely works for rated R. Definitely.
At that time, though, Blade was like one of the forefronts.
I mean, I think the real reason why Blade fell off was just that the fucking conflict between the directors. Because even the second one was really good.
The second one was better than the first one.
Yeah, the second one was good. Yeah, I don't like the third one either, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It wasn't a bad
fuck
movie.
That third
I just look at it was like
a horrible movie, but it was okay.
It was barely okay.
It was barely okay.
Like, it was like, oh.
You know, when they knock on them, it just a certain potential that something happened.
I mean, when they fucked everything up. Like, how you can't, the biggest, baddest vampire dude.
Yeah. Take out Dracula.
Right. You don't do that in the third movie. But then B, you know, it's the nigga that plays the fire nigga from Legends of Tomorrow. It's the same dude. Like, it's just like, he's not really.
Prison Break.
Exactly, Prison Break. He's got this presence. His presence isn't like Dracula-ish, and then, you know, when he finally hits his final form and shit, it's just like, dude, you know, you took that nigga out in a minute and a half.
That was kind of like,
who do you think would have been a better Dracula?
They should have did Morbius.
Like, yeah, that's what I was. Like, that's what I was expecting. Like, they was supposed to Morbius.
But if they would kill Morbius, that would have been dope.
I don't think they had to kill him. You know what I mean? It could have been on the same shit that they did with Well, they killed him, but I feel like there's a lot of different ways you could take that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they should at least battle.
But just to give him some slack, though, at that time when that movie came out, how many did we have under the belt? At that point, it wasn't a lot. So you're going off of a market that you don't really know how to tamper with and to still play.
Well, but the thing is, they could have done it because they did it with Blade. That's the whole point. Like, Blade was the first, it's what kicked it off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you've already taken
so the... You're saying that's the...
Right, you ride it. Like, Blade, the first two, everybody was waiting to see them shits. You know what I'm saying? So you ride that wave. And you can test to see how Morbius even is if you want to do even some sort of spinoff by introducing him in the Blade movie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, he still could have faced Dracula. He could have fought somebody underneath Dracula or whatever. And, like, you know, Morbius could have been like a side mission or some shit that he had to go on. You know what I mean? But to take on Dracula for it to end the way that it did, and then Blade has three speaking parts, and I mean, it's just like, you should have just kept it. Should have just kept the fucking shit.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, I said that.
All right. Next up, we get to jump into our trailers. First up in our trailer section is Daredevil Season 2. Both trailers. They have one with Punisher and another one with Elektra.
Oh, nigga, can't wait.
Is that when it's going to come out? 13th?
I thought it was the
18th. It's
the 18th? Okay. So I mean, I got to get on House Calls early.
Damn, I am. Yeah,
you be conflicted, dog. You going to stay geek or you going to stay House Calls? What you doing?
I'm going to watch both of them.
Shouldn't matter to you. I do the same thing.
It looks dope. Daredevil looks dope.
They
up the ante. It looked like
they too. Up the ante. Not even and they locking it right now. They got it on Smash.
Yeah,
they literally got it on Smash.
That's the smartest move ever to do is put the shit on this.
Man, that was the best thing. The you could give ever. Us nothing else right there. That's it. That right there for me was perfect, man.
All right, next up we got Idris Elba's new movie, Bastille Day.
Hey. That's his answer to, hey, so you ain't gonna make me Black James Bond? So, okay. For real, I mean, at this point, I mean, I'm pretty sure if everyone's seen the same trailer, man, I was like, I saw it when I saw Deadpool.
It did look
like,
kind of dope, though.
It looked pretty dope, man. Like, I would definitely see that, man. 100%. Like, me personally.
Teddy?
Yeah, man. I mean, it looks like, I don't even, it actually looks, it reminds me of James Bond, but not for real. Like, he seems like a street spot.
Honestly, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the movie Safe House.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
A little bit. With Denzel and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yo, what is it with his accent? They don't let him play his accent too much.
Well, I think
they limit him to that.
Because I think they're making him American, because he's playing an American character in this
sense. He'd be dope playing with the accent. Just rock out. Yeah. I mean, I thought I heard it a little bit, but then I was like, mm-mm.
It's possible. It probably may have slipped out maybe here and there. I mean, it's possible. You know,
what do you think, Jules?
Of the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was dope. I was like, I got to see it. He's a good presence on the screen, man.
Yeah, he is.
I think, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
His potential is there, man. He could rock out. I started watching Beasts of No Nation.
Yeah, I still got to finish
it. I didn't finish it, but listen, man, that kid.
It's so hard to get through. Not because it's bad. It's just it's so much. It's so heavy. It's so heavy.
And it moves. Sometimes it has little slow moments.
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm watching that shit.
That's like everything has slow motions. Guys are easy to have some slow motions when they go on. Shake it up.
Damn. All right. Next up, House of Cards, Season 4.
Talking for it, of course.
Yeah. Look like they finna battle each other, look like.
Man.
That's gonna be interesting.
Tell me, that's House of Cards. I'm like, I'll tell you, it's the whole reason why Netflix is Netflix as of now. Like, no bullshit. Like,
well, no. I say Orange is the New Black, probably. Nah, take it to the next level.
Nah.
Orange is the New Black is.
I say take it to the next level. But you gotta get into Kelsey Grammer
because then Kelsey Grammer have a show first before all that.
No, I'm talking about. I'm just saying, just as far as Netflix is concerned.
On Netflix.
I'm just saying, just as far as Netflix.
On Netflix.
What?
Kelsey Grammer
was on there. It was like one of the first shows, man, that became House of Cards got who? Who's that? Who's in that?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh!
I know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. It's been such a long time.
It was a set-off.
Yeah, I remember that came out. I think that's like what Teddy was saying, like what Gabe is like, oh, this is like a staple like show.
It was a set-it-off show to kind of introduce the whole, we're going to do our own shows on this Netflix. Okay. But it was, I forgot what it was.
But
it was Kelsey Grammer.
Was it Kelsey Grammer?
I think it was Kelsey Grammer. I think I know what you're talking about. But I know it kind of fell off, but then House of Cards came through and just said.
I'm trying to remember what that was.
I heard somebody say that House of Cards is a conservative's wet dream of how they think Bill and Hillary are. Like, that's how like they did, like a conservative's vision of what they think Bill and Hillary are is House of Cards.
It looks like, and then if you trip off,
which is kind of true though. I never tripped off it.
It kind of looked like, in a sense, it is written from a conservative standpoint. I didn't trip off that until Erica mentioned this. She's like, you kind of seem like it couldn't be written from a conservative standpoint.
It is. He's a Democrat. He's a Democrat.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was like,
he's a Democrat from South Carolina, from the South.
Right.
A dude that ended up going like Rhodes Scholar that brought himself up and is just like Hillary. Mm. She came from money, just like with Hillary's family. And Bill came from nothing, and then they got together in college, and boom.
That makes sense because I can't even see Kevin Spacey anymore, dude.
No, not at all. I see him as Frank Abagnale.
That nigga's
Frank Underwood.
For real, G.
All right, man. Next up, 10 Cloverfield Lane, starring John Goodman. This is the continuation, our side mission of Cloverfield.
I think it's been too long.
What's it, 7 years? Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah,
8 years, 2008.
Cloverfield was that? I thought that shit was like 2006.
No, it's 2008. I looked it up before. Yeah. It's early 2008, January 2008.
Yeah, dude. I think it's been too long. You gotta refresh.
But it just looks weird. And the way they setting this up looks weird as fuck to me. Because it's supposed to be a kaiju and all that shit. Why the fuck y'all up under the ground and shit? And I don't know. It just seems weird.
I don't know, man. Like, I'll give it a shot. I mean, we'll see what it hits for. I mean, because you never, it could be a sleeper film. I mean, you never know.
I think it might be. It has a feeling like it might be a sleeper film. Because they're not really showing you a lot. You just hear shit shaking and then you see them having some sort of conversation. And that's it.
Right.
Jules?
I was in the zone.
No, I heard you on that. I thought we talked about that last time too. Mm-mm. Wasn't on.
We talking about the movie coming out, but now they actually had that trailer drop.
Yeah, I seen the trailer.
Whatever.
It looks suspect. It don't look.
it
don't look like it's gonna be. I don't know, man. I was a fan of Cloverfield, but I wasn't like, oh yeah. You know what I mean? They left us too high and dry.
Things, though, man.
Huh?
I be hating them fucking found footage shit.
Yeah, I'm not like don't do that like. Just let us see a movie in whole. Like, stop doing it from the camera of the man.
Because shit be happening that you would. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
That you're going to hold him to a camera for all this shit happening.
Well, not even just that, but like a nigga chasing you, you're not going to be like,
Let me focus in on you, Robert.
If y'all can see this man move this just now, man.
Oh, for real? Dude, you're not going to be running away filming this motherfucker. Like, the camera need to drop. Like, nigga, we out of here.
That's true. That's actually...
Yeah, when's that coming out?
They didn't say.
It's like, no, it did.
It's like March?
Yeah, it's like the second or third week of March.
Okay, because I know
it's a lot of dumb movies coming out, though. But see, I do want to see it, though, out of respect. For if it gives us some type of answers or something to, you know.
I'd have to watch the first one and even understand, remember what the fuck happened.
Nothing.
So, no, it didn't.
I can tell you right now. So what happened was that at a certain point, the dude just shows up.
Right.
And he just takes everybody out.
I know, that's how I remember. That's all.
It's an interesting film. So yeah. I'm pretty sure this 10 Cloverfield Lane is gonna, you know, give us something.
They should just combine like Cloverfield and
Pacific Rim.
Cloverfield, Pacific Rim,
Godzilla.
And Godzilla. Ooh. And what's
King
the
Kong?
Other one? No, not King Kong. The Steven Spielberg movie. It's a piece of film. Super 8.
Super 8. Oh, yeah.
Super 8 was dope.
It was.
It was real nostalgic, man. Mm-hmm. It took me back to the 80s real quick watching that, man.
All right. Next up, Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Stop.
Netflix.
Let's
movie.
Not talk about that.
You in for this?
Yep. Big Marge, man. That's going to have a Big Marge.
I'm interested to see what the fuck's up with people.
They
that's our generation, though.
They just rehashing all our shit, man. They're rehashing our music and rehashing
TV shows.
Because Full House definitely has a motherfucking...
Fuller House. Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
Is it coming yet?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now.
No, so I know it's supposed to come out. Has it already came out?
Yeah, it's out.
Season one.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be. I didn't know if they already dropped it where you can watch
it's out. You can go on Netflix right now.
I scroll past it like earlier. Right.
I watched Full House because it wasn't shit us on TV. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I watched Full House waiting for Family Matters. Man.
There you go.
You know what? I got a chance to look at most of the people on there. Everyone on there aged well. I think John Stamos, man, I think he immortal, dog. Because that nigga is not. Yeah, him and that kid.
I mean, and you got the with the Olsen twins are still on heroin and shit, so they ain't make it. I heard they're not in the show.
They ain't on there. They ain't coked out as a motherfucker.
Yeah, high as a motherfucker.
Right.
All right. Next up, Kindergarten Cop 2, starring Dolph Lundgren.
Starring He-Man.
Wow. Y'all don't even get me on the He-Man shit.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, we got a chance to watch that trailer.
It looks horrible. In so many words, horrible. I feel bad for Bill Bellamy that he's has to do this.
He walking, he got Dolph Lundgren walking around with
some OJ. Good family movie, man.
It's a good family movie. It's not coming to theaters on DVD. No, I'm not watching that shit.
You watch what's
in it?
Not
watching what's in it, man.
Xander might like
you. Fucking with this, Jules?
Next up,
this is something I fuck with, man, and I probably won't see it in theaters, but I loved it. The Purge, in the 3, Election Year.
Oh, they showed a trailer or something?
Yeah.
Election Year. Yeah. Word? I didn't know they showed
it. I like the concept of the Purges, man.
I like Part 2.
Part 2 was better than 1.
I never seen 1. I've watched 5 minutes, I turned it off.
Yeah. 1 is duh. 2 is good,
I think,
man.
You blew it for me for 1.
Yeah,
I told you it stayed in the house all the time.
Yeah, I didn't fuck with
you. You was mad.
Yeah.
Like, you was
but
real
the
mad.
Second one was straight.
The second one was really
straight.
Good.
Yeah.
Your boy is in it. And then, you know,
he's in the third one, too. He comes back for the third.
Yep. Yeah,
Crossbones.
Yeah,
he's back for 3, too.
He's back for 3?
He's protecting a person running for president.
Ooh. And then the Purge.
That's trying to stop the Purge.
I like that second
one. I stopped the second one straight, people.
I was not mad at that one, man.
The second one was straight, man.
It's stupid, but
the concept of that people can kill people for like, 12 hours or whatever and get away with any crime is crazy.
Yo, them cats is killing, but real talk, I'm stealing cars. Give me everything I can't get on a regular day.
Yeah.
But you know what? It sound good. I mean, the movie's dope, but the concept, if that shit was real, that shit would not be cool, dude.
Nah, it won't be cool. We'd be all shook.
This shit would not be cool. Not like, bro.
You hear that one bang around the house, boom.
Oh. Right, you fuck around. And
but like, no, but they were showing how people was making money off the fact of the Purge, though. Like, how the one dude in the first one, his company was just literally set up your security systems for the Purge.
Sense. Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah, but you gotta have bread to have that. If you are an average motherfucker.
No, they was like different pricing, like your security system now.
That will leave your back door.
Yeah.
It's a regular door, but we're still like
the. But then they were showing like. But it was so deep, it was showing how rich people was even doing if they on Purge shit where they was like paying people they could kill and. Doing pan of actually fighting people and shit like that. Like, that should be real.
But that's kind of, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, that brings that dark place out. That brings that Trump place, place. That Donald Trump place out.
Yeah.
You know, you got these dudes with this money.
And then you got motherfuckers that made crazy. They made, just like for all intents and purposes, you may have a motherfucker that may be jealous about you that you ain't even know.
Yep.
Yeah. See, no purge shit come around. Hey, how you doing? Stab the shit out you.
Yeah.
I like your motherfucking ass to work any goddamn way. I'm like, damn, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's all.
That's
like,
what happened in one? Remember his neighbors was jealous of him or whatever?
Right. Yeah, yeah, so I was like, so, and you think everything all fine and great, you find out a motherfucker don't like you because of whatever small ass reason.
But you better get the job done though. Because if you miss that next purge.
If you just cut my hand off, I'm coming with the other one.
Yep.
Yeah, you better take me out.
Because man.
All right, next up, Don Cheadle's movie of Miles Davis, Miles Ahead.
I seen that trailer, man.
Yeah, it's dope. It looks dope. But looks dope.
Doc, he's my man, though. He played Earl the Goat. Oh, I forgot the last name.
Manigault.
Manigault, right? What, oh, man, that was a classic movie, dog.
Super classic.
And he, Hotel Rwanda, that kid stole it.
Yeah, every nigga going to school with ankle weights on.
What'd you think of James?
Hey, I'm fucking with it, man. Like, I'm a jazz fan anyway, man. So, I'm a Don Cheadle fan. So, to see him play Miles Davis and him actually looking the part. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, that's dope.
My fanism stopped at Iron Man 2 though with Don Cheadle.
Why?
I didn't think he fit that role.
Better than Terrence Howard. He gonna smack you, man.
What?
Don't do that, man.
You know what it is? If you Don give Cheadle me a film and you origin film.
No, I'm fine with Terrence Howard dying. I'm fine with him being recast.
Nah, I never felt that he fit the role. You know it and I know it.
Don Cheadle is doing a damn good job as War Machine.
He got a lot more play as War Machine in part two.
So you want to hear Terrence Howard as, hey, come on, man.
Here we go.
Come on, man. Hey, Tony, man. Tony, you going to leave me? You going to leave me, man? Come on, Tony. Don't you like the Iron Patriot? Don't you like it? You like the way it fits on my body?
You ain't lying, though. You know what? I'll take that. You know what? This is the first
time. This is Iron Live.
I'm going to say, I'm all right with Don Cheadle as a War Machine, man. I'll bring it on.
Iron Patriot. You want the Iron Patriot?
She got Idris. Same nigga from Pacific Rim.
Idris can't play every role, though, man. God damn, man. He can't play every role in
it. You know what it is?
We can't keep casting him in every movie.
Why?
We can't, man. We got so many
We can't burn him out this early.
Yeah.
Why?
Shut the fuck
you
up, Tay.
You don't even want to see another hood movie. You don't want to see no outer space movie with the hood or nothing. You just want
to
see another
I would like
movie.
To see the hood in space.
No, you don't.
Yes, I would. That'd be dope. I need to write that shit down.
Niggas over there.
Space.
Hood. It'd be the dudes that live in Creve Coeur, man. Be like, I want to see another hood flick.
I've moved
the
trees.
It'd be the dudes with a little baby girl talking about another hood.
Oxygen over there smoking weed in there.
It'd be the dudes, look. It'd be the dudes with the hat turned back. I want to see another hood flick. Boy, you better go to your nice house. Get out of here.
All right. Last up, because we went through London This Fall and Love. Movie I want to see, The African Mortal Kombat.
Nigga.
Have y'all seen? Have you seen the trailer? Did you watch the trailer for this, Teddy?
Nigga,
I feel like I did a while ago.
Nigga,
it's something.
It's the great man. I can't wait till this come out.
You seen? There's a trailer for this.
Someone was on ass.
Do y'all want to pause the show? We can pause the show and then watch it real quick and come back.
We're gonna watch it live. Let's watch this live, man, on the phone. Watch this shit live.
Pull up y'all Google or whatever. Everybody pull up this trailer at the same time. We're gonna watch it together in the count of five. You know what I mean?
What the?
Just watch it as we talk and watch it.
Dude, man, I'm just saying that this is some dope shit, man. And I'm glad for our African people co-opting Mortal Kombat like this.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'd rather watch this than Terrence Howard.
That's wow.
Okay, that may be a stretch. That movie, The Ledge, that Teddy told me to watch was horrible with him.
This is
you think so?
Look at this. B14 is the name of the movie, my bad. It's called B14.
Yo, Ninja Movie Productions. That's crazy.
PG-14 is the name of the movie.
Man,
yo, you can't tell me that ain't dope, man. Teddy, we going to see that.
I'm down.
Wow.
I'm gonna find the full length thing and send the Teddy.
Why someone say one thing is certain? This is way better than Mortal Kombat
Annihilation. Mortal Kombat Annihilation was very bad.
Garbaggio, bro.
First of all, what was Sable or who is it from? Saber from fucking American Gladiators to play fucking Jax.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Real quick, can I just throw something in here? I don't know where this is, straight from left field.
Yeah.
My wife sends me a text, says, I like Gods of Egypt, but it could have been a 1-hour-and-23-minute long film.
How long is the movie?
She said, this is just me inputting.
she just wanted to be here.
You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to be here. But yeah, yo, she did like it, though. And it's entertainment. Had they changed the name, it would have been all right.
All right, let's get it wrap up, fellas.
Like 140 million, all right, though?
Yeah, because you didn't see Egypt.
Damn.
Like, yeah. You didn't see Egypt. It wasn't like you seen Egypt. Like, oh my God, you're in Egypt.
And ironically, didn't she like, get yeah.